Welcome to The Never Ending Startup by Dr. John Drain. At The Never Ending Startup Podcast, we inspire startups to learn how to navigate the future and realize their journey is circular and never ending. I'm Grace, and I will be keeping you up to date with the latest episodes and upcoming topics, as well as Dr. John's insightful interviews with modern startups. Stay tuned also for updates on his coaching and mentor program. The Never Ending Startup is both a podcast and an upcoming book. The podcast forms part of the book's promotion and release. The podcast and book build a social and entrepreneurial framework for startup journey and longevity. See our podcast page for more information and updates also. The podcast team and content include readings and reflections of passages of the upcoming book by Dr. John. It also includes outlines of key chapter themes by our in-house narrator, Noah. We hope you enjoy our exciting new podcast, and it helps you navigate your startup journey.
In this episode, I reflect on how my entry into the world of high-rise construction and property development introduced me to entrepreneurship, the concept of risk and return, and how to assess potential developments and eventually startup concepts as well. Property development and related entrepreneurship is linked to the strongest asset on the planet, which is land. Startup concepts, however, are not always as stable. As I learned the skills of property development by being involved in the world of high-rise development, working with the likes of Leighton and CRI, I also had the itch to jump into my own enterprise. This was to lead me into the creation of my own development projects. Along the way, I also wrote about high-rise development in my MBA course at MGSM, which is now called Macquarie Business School, in the early 1990s, and later would write the first doctorate on how property development influences the growth of cities at UNSW Built Environment in 2015. Returning to the startup and its innovations, they are not always linked to stable assets. And so this perspective helped me assess my own startup concepts in later times, and the concept of catalyst research, creating my own entity, Optimum Search, which would seek out opportunities through research concepts and catalyst projects before commitment.
Reflections of the Never-Ending Journey by Dr. John.
Breaking ranks and breaking free. I listened to the startup stories of younger entrepreneurs when I joined my first Innovation Hub community at the University of Newcastle. The stories depicted the spectrum of new concepts across industries and technologies, the complexities of connecting ideas with capital, and the familiar visions and ambitions of future attainment of growth and wealth and possible celebrity. At the zenith of these visions stood the mystical stories of elevated communities, the mythology of tech giants, the avatars of Silicon Valley, and the mystery of success in these rarefied circles. None of this, however, was unfamiliar to me, as I had over several decades broken ranks from corporate employment and instead created a consultancy called Optimum Search in 1993, then a project development entity called Bluestone Property. This double act led to both advisory roles and the creation of a $65 million property development project called the Gateway Project in Townsville in 2004. I went on to become client project manager or minder of large-scale development projects, protecting mega international companies from mega international property developers. twin cylinders. This twin business structure provided both income and entrepreneurial opportunities that would lead me out of the 1990 crash through the lost decade of the 1990s, then the horrors of the global financial crisis of 2006, and to go on to form a Catalyst Research Centre in 2015, which was similar to the innovation hub of today, but based on self-created Catalyst Research projects. In the tradition of the developer, Catalyst Research creates research projects and does not by necessity rely on the other government-led streams and their related topics that the university system has enslaved itself to, often at the expense of its own independent voice and thinking. The engineer and the entrepreneur, my inspiration in Dick Dusseldorp, the founder of Lendlease, the most prominent development group in Australia. One of my major inspirations in my startup journey is Dick Dusseldorp, who founded Lendlease and its famous construction group, Civil and Civic. When I was a university student in the 1970s with the University of New South Wales Built Environment, or then the Faculty of Architecture, I went on an excursion to see the construction of the MLC Tower in the CBD of Sydney. Civil and Civic were the builders, and the site team welcomed us, but they were pretty scary guys to the younger student group. The story of the creation of Lendlease is phenomenal, with it being founded by Dick Dusseldorp, an engineer creating accommodation on the Snowy Mountains scheme for the construction workers. And Dick was not an entrepreneur by trade, but an engineer. This was to become a role model for me as I moved from the commercial construction sector to commercial property development, the former being a service provider, whilst the latter an entrepreneurial entity. The distinction would shape my future and my twin cylinder approach.
Dr. John has reflected on his entrepreneurial pathway through the world of high-rise construction and property development. I'm Noah, and I provide a review of chapter themes in the upcoming book and podcast episodes. Entrepreneurship with startup concepts and their assets are compared with land, which is seen as a stable asset. Catalyst research is introduced as a method of testing scenarios even before a startup creates an MVP or minimum viable product. The concept of twin cylinders is introduced as a means of maintaining exploration of startup concepts whilst creating parallel revenue paths. Dick Dusseldorp's journey from engineer to entrepreneur is seen by Dr. John as a significant influence on his life path. The entrepreneur is in effect seen by Dr. John as a time traveler. In few other commercial endeavors is time felt so intensely due to the need for courage and commitment. These will be covered in future episodes. The never-ending startup is a journey, an adventure, and a pathway.
Thanks for visiting the Never Ending Startup podcast. Dr. John's book by the same name is upcoming, and this podcast and its episodes provide a summary of the book and its reach, audience, and features. I will be keeping you up to date on the latest episodes, startup interviews, events and offerings that Dr. John provides, like coaching, his latest book release and webinars. We are also proud to announce that Episode 7 will include a special interview with Avril Dunn, who is the co-founder of the EI Platform, which tracks and manages energy use in buildings. The EI Platform is an accelerator startup, as part of the University of Newcastle's Integrated Innovator Network, or I2N. Avril describes the platform as being like a wearable device for a building, and it provides convenient and continuous access to business energy data in real time. The platform also integrates AI to provide smart data on energy use and is a powerful tool in the future of energy and sustainability. See our podcast page for more information on the startups and their exciting profiles. We would love to hear from you, and simply go to johndrain.net and to the contact form on the sidebar. Don't forget to answer our 3-question drop-down quiz about this podcast to get your 25% discount code that can be applied to our webinars and coaching sessions. See our podcast page on johndrain.net. It is spelt johndrain.net. We inspire startups to learn how to navigate the future and realize their journey is circular and never-ending.